I'm Zara Sira, Chair of the Enrich Network for Race Equality. Enrich stands for Equality Network for Race, Inclusion and Cultural Heritage. If, and as you heard this, you thought this doesn't have anything to do with me, you'd be wrong. So please do keep listening, and I would love to be able to explain why each and every one of you listening can make those small changes that have a ricocheted impact across the world. As exaggerated as that might sound, please do bear with me. The question is, why is Enrich important to all of us, even if you're not a member? No matter your race, alongside your protected characteristics, each and every one of you at the Trust deserves respect and should be seen as an equal. The ultimate disposition one should have is to see all as human beings first. When we can do that, we recognise life. The network welcomes all staff that have such a disposition, and there are no prerequisites. We should be embracing individuality, not live in fear of it. So when I mention protected characteristics alongside race, the other eight are age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, religion and belief, sex, sexual orientation. And you can learn more about these at the .gov pages. Our network events take place monthly and is made up of two parts. And we normally begin with a meeting where we go through an agenda and work on action plan items. The second part is a safe space meeting for those members that fall under the protected characteristics of the network as being disproportionately affected by discrimination. So if you are an ally member, then you would typically not attend the safe space. The safe space is set up for confidential discussions for individuals to be able to express their concerns or lived experiences, which remains in that space. So both meetings of each event go into members' Outlook diaries as separate invitations, so attendance can be managed better by you. There are different ways you can engage, especially in between our monthly events, or if you're busy to attend a lot of them, we have a dedicated MS Teams channel where you can start conversations. So please do get more involved. We are trying to be an accessible staff network too. You can join from any smartphone device as long as you have the MS Teams app installed and you are logged in using your Trust email, nhs.net username and password that you'd also use for Outlook. So let's think about why it may be important for us to attend these networks or support staff in general by looking at a few potential scenarios. While you work at Black Country Healthcare, have you seen your colleague undergo verbal abuse because of their race? And even perhaps have seen other staff laugh at the victim rather than support them? Are you being bullied? Are you treating some more favourably than others? Are you being singled out? Are you facing a form of discrimination? Do you wish you were brave enough to support your colleague outrightly without being seen as a misfit? Are you being treated unfairly? Are you being mocked for doing something about it? Are you being victimized for something you are not doing with intent? Do you come into work and feel you need to change the way you look to fit in? For example, changing your hair so that it doesn't reflect your race. Do you wake up with a dark feeling in the bottom of your stomach with a dread for coming into work because of your team's discriminative behaviour towards you? Do you wish you were getting better support from your manager with any of this? And perhaps as a manager, do you feel there are not enough levels of support for your victimised staff? Do you wish you could just simply speak up without fear of repercussions or tarnish on your record? If you answered yes to any of these, then there is something wrong with the system. We want you to put your faith into us because we do really care. We are here to help. But we can only provide that level of support if you take control of your own destiny by speaking out. Whether you were the victim or not the victim in any of these scenarios I just mentioned. And that is easier said than done. We understand that, but we don't completely get it. And that's why we need you to tell us how to put things right so there is an end to the same things that happen over and over again. We want you to be genuinely happy at BCHT, if not faking it, So whenever you come to your personal development conversations, it shouldn't have to feel like a tick in the box exercise for you because you're feeling the need to put some form of pretense on. Earlier, I mentioned we care. So who is we? So remember, for anonymity purposes, we have the union. We have the wonderful Freedom to Speak Up guardians and their champions, who also provide some savvy contact routes you can use anonymously. The other avenue I would also highly recommend is completing the annual staff survey and the Pulse Happiness surveys that run every quarter. And as you know, we also have the EDI team who welcome any suggestions or queries. To address issues like the ones I mentioned, let's do something about it. Help us to make a change by joining our Enrich staff network. Enrich doesn't need any fancy footwork. What it does need is your wonderful self and for us to be able to support you where your race is being questioned, directly or indirectly. Or perhaps you want to support us and others as an ally. So let's put an end to the racial challenges faced. We would encourage managers to support their staff with attending our monthly events, which are scheduled around lunch periods to help. And it's about enabling protected time and also being mindful or sensitive that the member of staff may not wish to disclose what network they are attending. Please join us at monthly events by becoming a member, and you'll be able to find out more out of our dedicated intranet pages. I also wanted you to know that those I do speak to across the Trust Board genuinely do care about you. Where there are flaws in the system, we want to fix them. The Enrich Staff Network aims to make a just and fair system for all of you, irrespective of race, alongside any intersectionality, and better support our ethnic counterparts that disproportionately face discrimination. I would like to leave you with a final thought. It is always easier to be a friend than an enemy. There are so many atrocities going on in the world, but if we can compassionately make small changes in our own spaces, maybe those bigger negative things don't happen at all. So let's think about those we interact with every day and generations to come. All of us, including myself, are accountable. Let's work together. So please join us at the Enrich Staff Network events. So enough from me, folks. And also joining us today is Ashley Lovell, who's our Organisational Development Officer, on the subject of our latest staff survey. Ashley, what would you like to share with us today? And as I understand, the staff survey results have been recently released.
The staff survey has recently been released and available on the staff intranet. And I have a couple of questions for you today, really. And the first one being, something that stood out to me while looking at the happiness survey results was the lack of people from an ethnic background who took part. So just 27 people out of 208 people. Do you have any thoughts on why this might be the case? And what could we do better to ensure that their voices and experiences are included in the future?
Thanks, Ashley. I think that's a tough one to answer, if I'm honest. And one thing to bear in mind is that as an organisation, we have over 50% of the trust being of a non-ethnic background. But the balance of equity is there across the board, which is great, just not quite the even representation across the trust. So naturally, there will be some disparity with numbers. But as you say, if it's very low, then that's concerning. What does stick out for me is that when the negative things keep happening again and again, such as racial discrimination, whether it's in a clinic or a non-clinical setting, and this can be very systemic where it's not so obvious, or it comes across as outright racial abuse or even microaggressions where it's done slowly and is subtle, then there's also unconscious bias, which we know is apparent within recruitment processes. So when these issues keep repeating themselves, our staff, our people, they stop believing in us. And over time, it becomes so normalized that even the victims don't want to care. All the while, they still may be going through discrimination, but they find the effort it takes is more exhausting than the discrimination they're facing. And they've just had enough. So they are already tired. They just want to do their job and go home when it boils down to it. And people become complacent over time. They lose faith in the system. If they've lost faith, then what's the point of completing a staff survey? And I think that's the tipping balance. That really worries me. So if the staff morale is low, then other people are not happy and it affects their work, the outcomes, and other service users. Although contrary to this, you'll find even then our staff are so passionate about the job they do that they don't let it affect their work. And you probably would have found this from the staff survey results. And we're really lucky for that. You know, we really are. But we shouldn't take that for granted. Things do need to change. So we need to start putting some accountability and ownership on our leadership. So this is about middle managers. It's about being open-minded, changing our culture and being aware of your surroundings. So supporting your staff's mental health and well-being, that step a bit further so they can do their job. And as you know, we have a value system we believe in at the Trust. You know, we need to start embracing these values through actions, through other behaviours. And if we can do all this, it will help to restore some faith in the system, I believe. And we are, and probably more recently, starting to make a difference where race equity is concerned and tackling discrimination. However, there's a long way to go. We need to look at the finer details where these are taking place in isolated or toxic environments. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of incidents go amiss, you know, don't in fact get recorded. But that's not for me to comment on. And it's probably something more to investigate and speak to other network about. Now, fortunately, I don't think there's a quick fix to your question, Ashley. I do think if we address these survey outcomes with our network members, we'll be able to think of ways. And as a network, we could think about providing quarterly updates on what changes we have implemented. And that could come from the EDI committee. And this could also help to showcase all the hard work that goes on in the background by the EDI committee members to help our staff.
My next question is, what could the Enrich Group do to support people in feeling that they have a voice that's listened to, and that they can take part in staff surveys and also in feeding back any possible actions that come out of their feedback?
Thanks, Ashley. I think before we can even ask them to act as advocates to endorse this, while I'm all for it, we need to ask Enrich how they feel about completing staff surveys. We could then ask our members to get an idea why their colleagues may not be filling it in. So in their area, service areas, they could start to have these soft discussions or just be a bit more aware about what's going on when these staff surveys become active, or even just finding out what their participation looked like at the previous one.
Absolutely. And it'd be great to work with yourself and the rest of the Enrich group on that and see how we can kind of look at that as a way forward.
Absolutely.
My third question is, what can the Enrich group do to help tackle any of the concerns that come out of through the staff survey?
There's never a one-size-fits-all, and it's about getting to the bottom of why have those concerns come about, or where are the issues stemming from? Because more than often, there's usually a different reason that started it all. We can certainly address the issues together if you can bring them to our network, and happy to look at them together and discuss. So that sort of collaboration aspect. I'm not the voice of our members, and each and every one of our members has a voice. So let's kind of hear what they think and what they have to say about that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And you know, as I said for the previous question, I think it's that working together, really embracing that trust value of working together. I think it would really, really help. So more than happy to work with yourself and the rest of the group on that.
Super.
My final question for today is the next staff survey is going to be out in July, and we're going to be communicating this very soon across as many channels as we can. What would you say to encourage people to take part?
What I would say to encourage people to take part is, despite your experiences, please put a little bit of faith in us. Give us the chance to restore some of it. Your feedback means the world to us, and it is acknowledged right from the CEO and cascaded to its senior owners where change can be driven. We get to hear about the changes that are needed or the problems that make life hard for you. If you don't share your concerns, we won't know about it. And who better than to tell us what's right and wrong with the system than you? So please do participate in these staff surveys when they come about. Ashley, anything else from you?
Absolutely. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there in terms of if you're not saying what the issues are, we're not going to know about it. So same as you, really, I would just encourage people, you know, even if you're in a place where, you know, you're not happy, you know, please engage with the surveys and other ways of sharing your feedback, because it does get listened to. You know, I read all the free text feedback. I look at all the results and whatnot. So, you know, it is being listened to. It is being shared. So I would encourage people to take part.
Absolutely. And please remember, everyone, it is anonymous. So your voice counts. Your input counts. You matter to us. So let's change hearts and minds. Thank you for listening. Let's change hearts and minds.